do you feel like this was kind of serendipitous, considering like the last Battle Club Pro where everyone thought Marty Skrull was coming and it was you? It's like you kind of think it's funny in a way that like you're connected somewhat to the British scene, even though, you know, you're from, you know, the Northeast.
Well, yes, but I mean, again, it makes sense. It's serendipitous in the sense that it happened the way that it happened and unraveled in this particular way.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes sense because this is the scene and the style that I've been wrestling for quite some time. And for some people, it takes longer for it to catch on than others. Maybe I'm not a fly-by-night or I'm not an instant fire type guy. Maybe, you know, some people, you see them do a couple dives, a couple of flips, they're like, oh, let's fly them out of Texas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's not me. I'm different. You really do have to watch my matches. The highlight reel isn't going to tell you the entire story of my match versus other people, where you can watch, and let's be honest, you can just watch a highlight reel. You don't ever actually need to watch their match. I'm not one of those guys, you know? I'm one of those people that focuses on the in-between. This is, I focus on the actual quote unquote spot itself. So, and that's what all UK is. You can't really put World of Sport into a highlight video. It's just very difficult to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, where I think this came in. I think it is just kind of funny, and that really is the perfect word, serendipitous, that it ended up being Marty Skrull, because it wasn't really meant to be about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was May the Villain Reign, and he was, you know, he calls himself the villain. And I saw that as an opportunity, a marketing opportunity, to get more eyes on Darius Carter, which it did work. That's what that was about. You know, if it was a different title of the show, I would have done it to a different wrestler that wasn't going to be able to make it. Again, it was just opportunity. Marty wasn't going to be there, and the title of the show was May the Villain Reign. I didn't name the title of the show that.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had to capitalize on that for press, for business, to boost their name, and it was, why not me? If you really think about it, I'm, you know, 4-0 in Battle Club Pro. I'm the ace of Battle Club. I'm undefeated and beaten some of the best. You know, my first match there was against Desmond Xavier, who's now in TNA Impact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who did the Super X Cup. I beat Jordan Grace in my second match. That was my second Tier 1 wrestling world title defense, and I defended it 1-on-1 against the Woman. My third was against Darby Allin, you know, I beat him in the main event of the One Who Knocks, which was the 22nd of April. And then the fourth and final match, you know, was against EC3, Ethan Carter III, the Impact, and Flip Gordon. I pinned Flip Gordon, which now earned me my title match for LDN on the 13th of August. So, it all, you know, wins and losses matter. You know, if you can beat a guy that can get you looking at another promotion again, because he might be the champion of another promotion. Mm-hmm. You know, these are things I think about.